Welcome to the Sunday Morning Podcast from Kingdom Faith Yorkshire. Today's message is by Adrian Moore.
Father, Son and Holy Spirit, come and work through me and work in me. Amen. There's a Christian prayer of some long standing that goes along the lines of something that Pastor Paul was singing and talking about a little while ago. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in us, the fire, the burning fire of your love. That wasn't in my notes, because I didn't know where we were going to go today in worship. God had only said that it was going to be a very special time. But one of the places where we're going to go is that disciple of John, of Jesus, called John, who sat with him. And these are some words that have been slightly enhanced. Peter, the disciple, was asked by Christ, "Do you love me?" So these are some words that are slightly enhanced. Jesus said to Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you burn with love for me more than these?" Peter answered, "Yes, Lord. You know that I have great affection for you." "Then take care of my lambs," Jesus said. Jesus repeated the question a second time. "Simon, son of John, do you burn with love for me?" Peter answered, "Yes, my Lord. You know that I have great affection for you." "Then take care of my sheep," Jesus said. Then Jesus asked him again, a third time, "Peter, son of John, do you have great affection for me?" Peter was saddened being asked for the third time and said, "My Lord, you know everything. You know that I burn with love for you." Jesus replied, "Then feed my lambs." How passionate are we about forgiveness? How passionate are we about forgiveness of others, of yourself? How passionate am I about forgiving me and others? How passionate are we, collectively and individually, about being compassionate? And how passionate, like Jesus was with Peter, how compassionate and passionate are we about restoration? Now, Denise, as you've heard, is with some people that she's very passionate about, some younger members of this church family. Otherwise, she'd be here listening and wondering what I'm about to say. But it doesn't make any difference that she's here or not. I'd still be saying it. Last night, I said something to Denise, which if I'd have said it in a different way, or if she'd taken it wrong, may have caused her hurt. But it didn't. And we didn't argue. But this morning, I felt it right to say to her, "Den, I really love you. and I'm sorry about last night. Now, Denise's reply was, what about last night? She hadn't forgotten, necessarily, but it didn't matter. Because she's filled with Christ. She's got Christ Jesus inside her. He has restored her. So there's no hurt, there's no negativity. There's just the love of Christ, boundless and unlimited. And I'm blessed with that because last week we had a few days away to celebrate our 36th wedding anniversary. Now through Christ, Denise gives me unlimited love. She couldn't do that on her own. But with Christ in her, and with Christ in this body, individually and collectively, we can burn with love. We can feed the lambs and the sheep, not just care for them. And we can give unlimited love, unlimited passion, unlimited compassion, and unlimited forgiveness. This morning's Freedom in Christ daily reading popped through from Neil Anderson to my phone this morning. We do Freedom in Christ here, a discipleship course, to just boot into touch forever, if you want it forever. And it's a good idea, forever. The debris, the crud, the rubbish that we all carry. Today's daily reading. Choose for yourselves today whom you'll serve. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. That's what we do here. We will serve the Lord. That's what I endeavor to do. Occasionally I forget about it. More of that a bit later, maybe. Neil Anderson goes on to say in this, however, other than the Holy Spirit in your life, the greatest power you possess is the power to choose. Who are you going to choose? It's not who you're going to call. You can call on, you know, Christ, yes. But who are you going to choose? You've got to choose to call on Christ. You've got to choose to invite him in your life. You've got to choose to burn with his love. Someone has said that the pure Christianity lies in the exercise of the will. We are created in the image of God, Neil Anderson has said, which means we have a self-operated, independent will. The essence of temptation is to function independently of God. The basis for temptation is legitimate needs. He finishes with the prayer, Lord, I determine to exercise my great power of choice. God's given each of us a great power of choice. But it's about choosing to accept and exercise that to live in a moment-by-moment dependence on the one who we've just sung and given worship and been filled with inspiration in the Holy Spirit. Skipping a bit. I asked myself a question when I was preparing this. Why am I here? If we had lots of time, I'd split people up into groups and get people to figure out and to talk amongst yourselves. Why are you here? So you can think about that. You can listen to it on the podcast. But don't spend too much time thinking about it right now because I'm going to go on. Being here, for me, often challenges me. It fills me with life. And it gives me direction. Some of the messages we've heard recently have been really challenging. Forgiveness and compassion, and that's why I'm gone back to a couple of those. Pastor Paul talked about 3 Sundays ago about forgiveness. Listen to that again. Richard Stamper talked about compassion last week. Listen to that again. I'm bringing that in because it's something I need to hear. And it's not just because I need to hear it. I think every Christian, not just in this church, but all the ones out there, and everyone who isn't a Christian out there, needs to know about forgiveness and about compassion. From the one who we have an example from. Some time ago, Paul and Sue Manwaring were here. And one of the things they say, one of the things he said, and he talked about, was the cup. This is a home communion chalice. This is where this huge, massive, astonishing, infinite size, grace-filled cup gives life. Not because I don't believe. It's not because, you know, I don't believe it literally becomes the blood of Christ. Some Christians do. Roman Catholics. But it's what that means. We have a Christ who gave his life for us. Richard Stamper told us that it's not in Scripture specifically that if I or you had been the only person that he would have done it. But what he does say is that I will be with you till the end of time. And that this cup is something to celebrate. Christ is something to celebrate massively and to tell people about. Now, several years ago, during my time when I first came up here, Denise and I helped run Lamp Blue House, which for those of you who don't know, the church operated for a while, quite a number of years, as a retreat house and conference center, and Denise and I helped run it. And during one of the times there, Pastor Paul prophesied over me, and he said that many people would come to see me. He didn't know he was going to ask me to be church pastor, but at that time, but many people would come to see me, he said. But when I had enough that I could pray to God, enough, I just got to lay this down. And Pastor Paul said, when you do that, God will honor that. Today, by the way, isn't that day. But a few weeks ago, I wasn't at my best. And I went to see Pastor Paul. And amongst a whole lot of other stuff, he mentioned to me, Adrian, do you see Sunday as a work day? And for some very obvious reasons, I said, well, yes, I do. And then he said something which really rocked me back. And he said that in all the years that he's done ministry, he has never once viewed Sunday as a work day. And this is a man who is so inspired and filled by Christ. Amen. Who gives his life for each and every person here. Like we all do. But he doesn't view today as a work day, because he hands it all over. Now, I reflected on that for some time, and I realized that there was a time when I was therefore working in my own strength on some issues. And I don't see today as a work day. Now, some of those recent messages we've heard may have been uncomfortable for us. Last week's message on compassion from Richard Stamper reduced me to tears. Not his message, but what God and the Holy Spirit was doing in me. Because sometimes when I'm not feeling great, sometimes when pressure of community angels just gets to me, or just life in general, I don't feel too good. You know, I spend a bit of time walking through the streets of Scarborough and speaking to some people during the week. I'm not special, by the way, all right? But I spend some time speaking to people who are really in depths of despair, who are really filled with addictions, who don't know the way out. Jesus is the answer, yes, but it might not be the right time to tell them there and then. So sometimes it gets me down. But Richard's talk, I went up to him afterwards and I said, that's the talk I needed to hear. Because every time that I sit down and I go, because of something that's happened that day with someone, that's the talk I needed to hear that fills me with compassion from Christ and says, Adrian, you're supposed to be doing this in my strength, not yours. Hand this over to me. Sleep well. Put it outside the door before you go in. If I want you to pick it back up again the next day, I'll let you do it. You know, you just ask me and I'll give it back to you. But I don't need to do it. But it reminds me how to be compassionate. 3 weeks ago, Pastor Paul talked about the fact that we are a hungry church. We're hungry because we're a people on a journey. And we're ordinary people being made extraordinary by the love and the graces of Christ. Because we're peace-filled. We can be passionate and inspired and burning with Christ's love. But we are peace-filled. We walk in shoes of peace. It's part of the armor of God, and it's so important to remember that armor that is on us. Because each person here who knows Christ and is a member of this church should have one another's back as well. Now you see, those people who were here on Friday night for that wonderful angel celebration saw me audition for a part as a wise man. Well, yeah, thanks, Paul. It was a pretty long time ago that I realized that God had given me wisdom and integrity. Because large number of people years back saw that I had integrity and honesty and a bit of wisdom. But I realized subsequently that God had given me that way before I came to Christ. So he fills us with gifts that we don't even know before we know him. And then when we know him, he fills us with more gifts. So remember that cup, and remember what Paul Manwaring said about which cup and how big is your cup. Because when you want more grace, when you want more love, when you want more gifting, when you want to get topped up, speak to someone. Speak to Christ and speak to someone. But remember who you are in Christ and that burning love that he has for you. You see, Pastor Paul introduced me as church pastor, and that's a fabulous position because it means I don't really have to think about running this church in any shape or form. And that's really tremendous because part of that he's handed over to Denise and myself. He gets it back from time to time, particularly if I go and see him about me. But we can support one another. It's about linking up. And it's linking up in the arms of the one who knows us, who designed us, and who wants to grow us. You see, we hear fabulous teaching in this church. How inspired are we to do that every time? Not just within people we know, not just within people who we like, not just within people who we sit down for a cup of coffee with, but every person who God puts in front of us. The Apostle Paul said in his first letter to the church in Corinth, "It is because of God that you are in Christ Jesus. He became wisdom from God for us. This means that he made each of us righteous, holy, and he delivered us, stroke, redeemed us." Now the Passion version of the Bible, like the Amplified version of the Bible, expands and provides additional words that can be useful. But they're not in Scripture, but they can be useful. So the same passage says, "For it is not from man that we draw our life, but from God as we were being joined to Jesus, the Anointed One. And now he is our God-given wisdom, virtue, holiness, and our redemption." Now we sung about that, about holy and worthy and lifting him up. Well, he wants to lift every single person in here up. And he wants to lift every single person out there up as well. But he uses us to do it. He can't do it on his own because they don't know. So it costs us. It costs us to forgive, to be compassionate, to be passionate. But how much, as you know, those that know Christ, how much did it cost him, for goodness sake? Okay. He gave that cup. He filled it up. And he carries on filling it up when we don't necessarily deserve it. But we choose to be free of resentment. Do we choose to refuse to have anguish? We choose to refuse to be constrained in a straitjacket. Because who wants to be constrained in a straitjacket and holding and just not getting out and sweating and exasperating and just not being able to breathe freely? Christ died to set us free. When it comes to forgiveness, others and ourselves, how much do we want to judge other people? How much do we think, no, God's judgment isn't enough, so I'm not going to do it? Well, I got a bit of news, and I'm not just speaking to each of you, I'm speaking to me. God's judgment has an everlasting, eternal consequence. Our judgment ain't that big, guys. Get rid of it. Leave it to God. Trust God. Why can you not trust him when he designed and knows you? From Romans, "Let the inner movement of your heart," this is Romans 12, "let the inner movement of your heart always be to love one another. Never play the role of an actor wearing a mask. Despise evil and embrace everything that is good and virtuous. Be devoted to tenderly loving your fellow believers as members of one family. Try to outdo yourselves in respect and honor of one another." It's not a competition, though. The outdoing stuff is just to remind us to be compassionate and passionate about burning love for Christ with each other. Be enthusiastic to serve the Lord, keeping your passion towards Him boiling hot. And let this hope burst forth within you, releasing a continual joy. That's the great thing. You burn with the fire of the Holy Spirit. You burn with Christ's love. And you have joy. I'd sooner have joy. Richard said as a little bit of a challenge, how were we going to be compassionate? How deep, deep, heartfelt sorrow did we want for one another and for other people? Pastor Jonathan and Pastor Helena Croft were up here for Deeper in October. He talked about the importance of testimony being up to date. Yes, I can talk about my testimony of years back and everything like that, but what's happening now? What am I doing with it's compassionate and passionate? And how am I burning with Christ's love and people seeing me do that? A tiny, tiny little story. I'm very fortunate that I'm not Moses, because I don't have 500,000 impossible to please travelers alongside me. 500,000 and more impossible to please. Okay? I just have, a few clients and, that's it. He had over 500,000. Impossible to please. Okay, but a little bit of my testimony, tiny one to finish with. And I've deliberately chosen this because you can think, okay, well, what are you doing that's as tiny as this that's making an impact in people's lives, burning with Christ's love? 2 days ago, I had amazing fellowship with someone that I hadn't met before. Really, really fabulous. But I overstayed my welcome, according to the civil enforcement officer, otherwise known previously as parking attendants. Because I had tremendous fellowship. Okay? But I was in a 40-minute zone and I'd been 2 hours. I didn't know that I was going to see this guy. I never knew him. I didn't know him. First time. But I came out and I got a little little sort of yellow, black and white sticker on the windscreen. And there was the guy. 2 cars further down the road. So this is my testimony, you see. Okay? I'd had tremendous fellowship. I'd been mightily blessed. According to the guy that I'd met and spoken to, he'd had a great time as well, thanks to God. Okay? So what did I choose to do? All right? Took the thing off, and I walked up to the guy, and he turned around to me because he recognized me. Because he knows me. And he said, sorry, didn't know it was you. That shouldn't have made a difference, really. And I said, that's all right. What are you doing tonight? And he told me about the fact he was going out for a great meal with his girlfriend and everything else and so forth. And so we had a great conversation. Okay. That part of my testimony is about you can dwell in fellowship. Great. You can be blessed. Great. You can burn with God's fire and Holy Spirit fire within you. And are you going to let a parking ticket put you off that? You're just going to go and say, have a fabulous weekend. Really enjoy your meal tonight with your girlfriend. Okay? So that's a tiny, think what you're doing for Christ. But burn with His love. Burn with compassion. Burn with passion. And forgiveness. Because I forgave him for giving me a parking ticket.
Thank you, Pastor Adrian. The thing about parking attendants, though, is that they're such lovely people, aren't they? Because, whenever they leave you a message on your car, it's always so upbeat and positive. It always says parking fine. You know, it could say parking rubbish. I don't know. I mean, I've had a few compliments in my time in the form of those yellow, and I just think, oh, how lovely. Yeah, okay, that was a bad joke, but never mind. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, thank you for being here this morning. It's great to have you. You know, we were singing earlier, and it's really ties right in with Adrian's talk, No Other Name But the Name of Jesus. As you go through life this week, take that, because what it means is, in my life, everything is going to come under Jesus. And what that means is, when things in your life are not matching up to him, it's like, well, this is time then to take some authority over this. You know, maybe some needs coming into your life, and you're thinking, how on earth will I find the money, I don't know, to repair the boiler? You say, well, I'm bringing that under the name of Jesus, because God is my Father, God is my provider, so I thank you, Lord, that I will be able to fix this boiler. Or maybe it's an argument in the family, and you think, oh, this is not right. So you come before God the Father, and you say, in that name of Jesus, I'd submit this fallout and this distress to you, Lord, and I thank you that you will bring peace into our family. You know, or maybe it's something to do with your own health. Maybe there's something that's not right in your body, and you think, this isn't right. This isn't the rule and reign of King Jesus. I shouldn't be having this. You know, and we can all have these battles. We can all go things that can be fixed like that, or we can have things that take a long time. The other was, it was two Sundays ago, wasn't it? There was a lot of healing happening here at the front, people being set free from pain. And some, it was like that. You know, and sometimes it takes some time just submitting it before God. I've seen miraculous healing in my life, and I've not seen miraculous healing fully manifest in my life. You know, a lot of you know a couple of, you know, I've always had this ongoing thing with back pain, but, you know, I keep putting it back to Jesus. You know, because I don't have any choice. Why would I do anything else? There's no point complaining about it. My parking's fine. I put it under the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And so to put it under the name of Jesus means we submit to him. And we allow him to bring that solution by his grace and mercy in this life. So this week, when you're being bold, when you're being freaked out because God is calling you to be bold, because boldness is always overcoming fear and making the most of the opportunity, just say, I submit this to Jesus. I know that this will be in the name of Jesus. And just trust him. And you will be so shocked. Okay, have an absolutely awesome week. Hope to see you.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith, and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com/Yorkshire.